B'shus Avi Moiri, today's daf is Chulin Daf Peites, and we have 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Peches on the base. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rava, Rava said, B'schar she'omar Avram Avinu v'noichi offer ve'efer, as a reward for the fact that Avram Avinu said, v'noichi offer ve'efer, zochu bonav l'shtei mitzvahs. Avram Avinu's enoklach were zoicha to 2 mitzvahs. Efer para va'afar saita, meaning Avram Avinu said va'anoichi efer. In exchange for that, the Yidden was zaycha to the mitzvah of para aduma, which involves efer. Because Avram Avinu said va'anoichi afar, the Yidden was zaycha to the mitzvah of afar saita, which involves afar. Fake the Gemara v'lichshiv nami afar kisui adam. We're learning para kisui adam, so we're thinking in terms of kisui adam. So the Gemara asks the obvious question on Rava. Perhaps the reason we have the mitzvah of kisui adam, which is done with afar, is also as a schar for the fact that Avram Avinu said va'anoichi afar. So the Gemara says, Hasfam Hechshir Mitzvah Iko Hano Lerko. Kisui Adam is a mitzvah, but that's all it is. It's only a mitzvah. As opposed to the Efer of the Parah Aduma and the Afar Saita, in addition to them being mitzvahs, but there are also fringe benefits, Ba'olam Hazeh, that we have from it. The Efer Parah is Mitahir someone. If somebody's Tommy Tumas Meis, back in the day, the only way to become Tar was through the Efer of the Parah Aduma. Afar Saita was coming to be Matir Isha Labayla. If a woman is a Safik Zayna, Safik Saita, so there's a whole esoteric process that the Torah says you can follow, and assuming the woman comes out to her, she'll now be Mutal Abayla. So in addition to the Eifa Par and Afar Saita being mitzvahs, there are also fringe benefits, and that's the schar that Rava was referring to. Rava didn't just mean that because Avram Avinu said Vanoichi Afar Ve'efer, we got 2 mitzvahs. We have many mitzvahs. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zachas Yisrael L'ficha Chirbelem Tairu mitzvahs. But mitzvahs ordinarily are lavli honesinu. The chiddush was that here you have 2 mitzvahs that we have Hanah from. We have Hanah from the Eifa Par, we have Hanah from the Afar Saita, and the reason we merited those 2 mitzvahs with its fringe benefits, with its schar, it's because Avram Avinu said, "Vanoichi afa ve'efer." Similar halacha. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Schar shom Avram Avinu im michut v'atzroich now." Because Avram Avinu said, "Im michut v'atzroich now," zachu banav l'shtei mitzvahs. The Yidden was zoicha to 2 mitzvahs: the chut shel tcheles uretzua shel tefillin. So when did Avram Avinu say, "Im michut v'atzroich now"? It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. The context is after the war between the kings, the 4 kings against the 5 kings, Vayovei Apolet, Avram Avinu hears that his nephew Loit was captured. And as a result, Avram wanted to save Loit, so he got involved in this king, in this war, and he ends up saving Loit, additionally saving Melech Stein. And Melech Stein was very makir toiv to Avram Avinu. So he goes to Avram Avinu and he tells him, Vayomer Melech Stein mel Avram, Tein li hanefesh, I want you to give me back the nefashos, I want the slaves, but varuchosh kachlach, but you could take everything else. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer says that Melech Stein is a mashal to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah goes over to a Yid and he tells him, Tein li hanefesh, I want your nefesh, I want your neshama, varuchosh kachlach, I'll give you everything else. All I want is your nefesh. But either way, Vayomer Avram, so what did Avram Avinu tell Melech Stoim? He made a shvua. I'm not going to take a chut, nor will I take a sreichnal, a shules. Because I don't want you to say, ani asharti esavim. Then Avram Avinu said, the only thing I'm not going to give back is beladai raka she'achlo anorim. Whatever my chevra already ate, v'chelek ha'anoshim ha'shahol chu'iti, honor eshkelu mamre, hem yichlu chelko. Number one, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for honor eshkelu mamre. Additionally, whatever was already consumed, whatever we don't have anymore, that I pasha can't give back. But either way, Melech Stoim offers Avram Avinu, he says, tein li ha'nefesh, but v'ruchosh, kachloch, you can take the entire ruchosh. Avram Avinu says, no. And he said, v'michut, I'm not going to take a chut, v'atzroichnal, or even the smallest thing I'm not going to take. Either way, Rava said, because Avram Avinu said chut and tzroichnal, the Yidden was zoicha to mitzvahs that involve a chut and that involve a tzroichnal. The chut is referring to the chut shodcheles. And the tzroichnal, what's the shoelace? What's the strap? What's the ritzua? It's the ritzua shel tefillin. Says the Gemara. Bishlam ritzua shel tefillin. Bishlam ritzua shel tefillin. I understand the schar. Meaning, we just said a moment ago that when Rava said that Avram Avinu, because he said vanoichi afa ve'efer, his banav was eichet the 2 mitzvahs, doesn't just mean mitzvahs. It means mitzvahs that have fringe benefits. It means Efer Paraduma, which is Mitaher. It means Afar of Soita, which is Mater Yishol Abayla. So I understand in that same vein, when Rava said that the Yidden got two mitzvahs, Chut Shal Tcheles and Ritzua Shal Tfilin, that this fringe benefits in the Ritzua Shal Tfilin. Ksiv, it says, V'ro Kalam Yaretz Kishem Hashem Nekro Adach V'tanyo, Rav Elazar Godol Oymei El Tfilin Shabir Roish. That you see, through the Tfilin Shabir Roish, the Umay Sa'olam have Yira, they're afraid of the Yidden. So there's a benefit that comes along with the mitzvah of Tfilin. In addition to being a mitzvah, over here, this mitzvah, there's an element of Hana because of this idea. Rabbi Elazar Godel said that when the Umay Sa'ilam see the Tfilin Shabaroish, they're afraid. El Chutzal Tcheles Mahi. What's this benefit that comes along from the Chutzal Tcheles? If I learn to the Brayser, Meir Oymer, Manish Tana Tcheles Mechalat Zavayim. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu pick that the Tzitzit should have Tcheles? Why blue? Maybe some other color. Neshat Tcheles Daim L'Yam. Because the sea is Tcheles. V'Yam Daim L'Rekia. And the yam looks like the rakia. Rakia doimela evan sapir. The rakia looks like sapphire, which is blue. The evan sapir doimela kisei hakovod. How do you know that the evan sapir is like the kisei hakovod? The chsiv, because the pasuk says, vayiru eselikei Yisrael, v'sachas raglov kemasei livnas hasapir, ukeetzem hashamayim l'tayatz. It says that they saw, the yidden did, eselikei Yisrael, v'tachas raglov, underneath the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, they saw Kemaisei Livnas HaSaper. That means the Kisei HaKavod, that's where the Raglav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, seems to be sapphire. V'ksivin, there's another Pasuk, and this is in Yecheskel Perek Aleph, in the Maisa HaMerkava, the Pasuk over there says, Yecheskel looks up, Umimalu Raki Asha Al-Roisham Kemari Even Saper, Demus Kisei, it's clear. So the Demus Kisei was Saper, either way, the reason we picked Tcheles is because Tcheles reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, in addition to there being a mitzvah of Tcheles, there's also this additional benefit of the mitzvah of Tcheles. We'll see a little bit more about this when we speak at some raid a little bit later. Either way, so in the schad that Avraham Avinu said, V'noichi off of Efer, we got two mitzvahs that have benefits. Number one, the mitzvah of Efer Para. Number two, the mitzvah of Afer Soita. Efer Para is mitahir from Tumas Meis. Afer Soita is mat Yishol Vailo. And because Avraham Avinu said, Michut Vatzreich, now we got two mitzvahs with benefits. Because he said, Chut, we got the Chut Shal Tcheles, which is Doim Malikisei Akavoid, which is something that brings Lida Yerushalayim. Again, more about that later. Additionally, because Avraham Avinu said Tzreich, now we got the Ritzur Shal Tfilin, and that's something that imposes Yira on the Umay Sa'ilam, as Rabbi Elazar Godel said, V'ro Kolam Yoretz Kishem Hashem Nikrei Lecho. It's referring to the Tfilin Shabir Roish. On this note, Amr Rabba Abba, Kosher Gezel Anecha, Shavu Litzadikim Uyir Michael Malachzir. If somebody steals and then he eats what he stole, or he spends what he stole, he consumes what he stole, it's very, very terrible, because it's almost impossible to do tshuva. Shenemar, Biladei Rak Asher Achlo Ano'orim. And the context is that Avraham Avinu didn't want to take from Melech's time. But at the same time, what he had already consumed, he had no way of giving back. So you see that even Avraham Avinu, who B'shum Oifin does not want to take the Rechush of Melech's time, but he says, I have no choice. B'ladai rak asha achla na'arim, that I have to keep, because I have no way of giving it back to you. So you see that once something that you don't want or you want to return is no longer here, it becomes very challenging to return it. Thus, kasha gezel hanechel. Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Amar Shem Avlas, Rabbi Shem. Kol makam shatam moitzi dvarav, Shor Belezer benoi, Shor Abliyosei aglili behagada. Shor Rabbi Yoichan said, I heard from Avlas, Rabbi Shem, who said that anytime you find the Dvar Agada that mentions Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yoichan aglili, I say, oznecha ka'afar cheses. You should make your ears like a funnel. The point is, listen very, very carefully. Because whatever he said, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yitzhak Lili, Bedivrei Agada, is probably true, and as a result, pay very close attention. So it's interesting. We've had a few times with regards to Rabbi Akiva, where the Tanam told Rabbi Akiva, Malucha Eitzel Agada, Klach Eitzel Negon Ve'ahalas, that the Znaim Luteira says that even though Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveri, but that's only when it comes to Divrei Halacha. But when it comes to Divrei Agada, then you don't have Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveri. You have to be the Lutzker off to say something like that. But he said, that's the Oymek in Malucha Eitzel Agada. The Rabbi Akiva's Koyach in Torah somehow was less manifest when it came to Divrei Agada than it was when it came to Divrei Agada. So there were people that were stronger in Divrei Halacha, people that were stronger in Divrei Agada. Here it's the opposite. So Rabbi Yechon said, I heard from Rabbi Shimon about Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So when it comes to Divrei Agada, listen to everything he says. What did he say? The Pasuk says, Hashem says, Loi mi rubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem bochem. Hashem turns to the Yidden and he says, I want you to know, the reason I chose you as a nation is not because you're bigger or more plentiful than the other nations of the world. What then? The pasuk continues, ki atem hamaat mikolam. Now, Pasha, the way you read the pasuk is that Hashem's telling the Yidden that don't think I chose you because there's so many of you. No, ki atem hamaat mikolam. The Jews make up a very small percentage of the world's population. That's the Pasha Pshat. But said, Rabbi Eliezer, some Rabbi Yisrael, Lili, there's a tif kait. Amal, v'kabash baruch li Yisrael. Cheshakni v'chem, you want to know why I chose you? Shafil v'shal shani mashpil l'kam gedulo. Because you have a midah that I like. And that is that by Jews, even when they achieve greatness, atem mematem atzmichem lefana. You always know how to act humble. Nasati gedulo l'Avram. And he gave examples. He said, Avram Avinu was a gadol. Amar lefanai. And what did Avram Avinu say? V'noichi ofa ve'efer. L'moshe ve'aharon. Hashem says, I gave gedulo to Moshe and Aharon. Amar. What did they say? V'nachnuma. They were humble. They said, what are we? We're garnished. L'David. Hashem says, I gave so much gedulo to David. And what did David HaMelech say? V'noichi toilas v'loyish. So with all the gedulo that Avram Avinu had, that Moshe and Aharon had, that David HaMelech had, what did they say? They said, we're nothing. But when it comes to the, it's just the opposite. Hashem says, I gave Gedul to Nimrod. Oma, what did Nimrod say as soon as he had a little bit of Gedula? Let's go build a city. Let's go rebel against Hashem. Lepare, Hashem says, I gave Gedula. Omar, he said, Mi Hashem. Listen, Cheriv, Omar, Mi the point is that Hashem says that I gave gedula to the Yidden, and you see, they still know how to act humble. That's why I chose them. So said Rabbi Eliezer, Benoisha Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We have to listen to very carefully whenever he says anything in Dvar Agada. He says that you now you understand the pasuk in Devarim Perek Zayim. Hashem didn't choose the nation because that is massive nation from a population standpoint. You know why Hashem chose them? Ki ama'at mikol ha'amim. Not because you and I act humble. And even when you have merubchem, even when you have gedula, you still know how to be small. And it's for that reason that Hashem says, I chose them. I saw the chidah, the sefer Maris Ayin, says that the Mishnah says in Avos, ma'oid ma'oid hevish faruach. So with regards to the midah of Anova, it's ma'oid ma'oid hevish faruach. So he says, ma'oid is Rosh HaTevis, Moshe, Avram, Aharon, and David. Those are the four tzaddikim that the Gemara mentions right here. That even though they had gedula, still they knew how to be ki atem hama'at mikola amim. That's ma'oid ma'oid hevish faruach. They're the lesson of what humility is supposed to be. It doesn't matter how great you are, how much gedulah you have, you're still supposed to know how to act humble. Either way, we mentioned the fact that Avraham Avinu said, Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Again, why are we talking about Anova? Because the daf started, that Rava said, V'schash Amar Avraham Avinu Vanoichi Ofer Ve'echer, Zachu Banav L'shtei Mitzvahs, Efer Paraduma, V'ofer Soita. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, say Ofer Kisi Adar, which is the topic. We're learning Perek Kisi Adam. Either way, so we digressed a little bit about the Anova of Avraham Avinu. And in this last brisa, we mentioned the fact that Avraham Avinu said, Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. And then we mentioned the fact that Moshe and Aharon said, Va'anachnu Ma. So on that note, says the Gemara, Omar Rava, more Rava. The Itamer Rabbi Yechon. Some say Rabbi Yechon. God, Hashem, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, Mashem, Avraham Avinu. The Ilum Avraham, Ksiv, it says, Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Avraham Avinu's was an honor. What did he say? Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. V'ilu b'moshe v'aharik siv v'nachnu ma. Pasha, you learn the Gemara, that the madrega of ma, v'anachnu ma, is a greater madrega in midas ha'anova than the madrega of v'anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. If you say v'anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, it means at the very least you're Ofer Ve'efer. But as it relates to v'anachnu ma, you're not even Ofer Ve'efer. The bismam is garnished. So Moshe and Aharon said v'anachnu ma. Avraham Avinu said v'anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Thus, Gadol Shenemar Moshe v'Aharon Yoser mimashenemar b'Avraham. But I saw the Lev Aryeh, and it's Yedua, the Velt says it over from Bienes and Aibish. It's over the years, I've heard it said over b'shem different tzaddikim. But right here on this Gemara, the Lev Aryeh says it. He's medayik the Loshen HaGemara. Why does it say Godol shenemar b'Moshe Yoser mimashenemar b'Avraham? Shouldn't it have said that Moshe and Aharon were greater anovim than Avraham Avinu was? Gadol Shenemar, he asks a few other kashas as well. He says a different shan in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that the madrega of Nachnu Ma is a greater madrega than Vanoichi of Ve'efer. I mean, we're splitting hairs. What the Gemara means is something else. Avraham Avinu was an anav. Where do you find Avraham Avinu's midas anav? Avraham Avinu said Vanoichi of Ve'efer. What was the context of Vanoichi of Ve'efer? It's a passing of Parshas Vayera. Avraham Avinu is davening to Hashem. He's trying to get Hashem to spear the city of Stoil. And he acknowledges in his tefillah, as he's davening, he tells Hashem, I recognize the fact that I'm really nothing. I'm off of the Efer, but at the same time, I want you to please spare the city of Sodom. Avraham Avinu said, "Vanoichi off of the Efer, Takodosh Baruch Hu." When did Moshe Naharin say, "Vanachnu ma"? It's in Parshas Beshalach. It's in the Parshas Haman. So in the Parshas Haman, Metalus Kula, so tucked away in that Parsha, so the Parshas Haman was predicated with the Yidden complaining, right? The pasuk says, "Vayoloinu," the Yidden, they're in the midbar, and you know the dust settles, the split, the sea split, and now it's running again. It's Olam Kiminhagay Haylech, and the Yidden realize they don't have food. So what are we going to do? We're in the midbar, and we're going to be here for a little while. They don't realize at the time it's 40 years, but still we have to eat something. So they go to Moshe Naharin, they start complaining. So Moshe Naharin turned to them and he tells them, he says, why are you complaining to us? V'nachnu ma? We have nothing to do with this. Kisalino aleinu? You think all the nisin, everything that's been going on has something to do with us? We're just shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're nothing. And then again, the second time, v'yomer Moshe b'teis Hashem, v'nachnu ma? Loy aleinu tlunay seichem. Ki al Hashem, why are you channeling your tainas to us? We have nothing to do with this. We're just, right, you don't kill the messenger. We're just shluchim. Says the Lev Aryeh, Avraham Avinu said, Vanoichi off of Efer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Naharin said, Vanachnu mat to Klal Yisrael. He says, you find people sometimes, they're anovim, but they're going to be an anov if they're in the presence of somebody greater than them. So they're in the presence of a godol, they're in the presence of somebody very wealthy. It causes them to have a sense of humility. So when they're in the presence of people that are greater than them, they feel anovim. But let's say they're in the presence of someone that they feel greater than, then to the contrary, then already is a shmek da bissel fin gaivo. So says the Leivari, the Madrego, Godol shenemar, the Moshe Baron Yois Mashem Avram. No one's saying that Moshe Naharin were greater Anovim than Avram. That's not the point. The point is that Moshe Naharin's Midas Anovim was manifest even to Klal Yisrael that were in a lesser Madrego than them. As opposed to Avram Avinu, who said, Vanoichid off of Efet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who of course is much greater than Avram Avinu. As a result, the Madrego of Anovim, the type of Anovim that you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the punchline of the Gemara, that's greater than the type. It's not the Vanachnu Ma versus the Ofer Ve'efer. It's the context of what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Vanachnu Ma, versus the context of Avraham Avinu when he said, Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. More Agada about Anovav. Amar Rav Avitem Rabbi Yechir, Lemes Kaim Elbish Moshe Baharin. The world stands because of Moshe Nahar. Ksiv Ach, it says Vanachnu Ma. Ksiv Hasam, and it says, Toyla Eretz Al Blimos. That's of Yamanei Ram fame. Toyla Eretz Al Blima. Toyla Eretz, Hashem, is Toyla the Eretz. He suspends the world. Al Blima, the way you read it is Blima. So who said, Vanachnu Ma, that we're nothing, we're not even Ma? That was Moshe Naharin. Thus, Amar Rabbi, Tem Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Oilu Meskayim, Elabish from Moshe Van, Amar Rabbi Lo, Ein Oilu Meskayim, Elabish from Mishu, Beilu Masa B'Shas Meriva. The world stands because of people that know how to keep their mouth closed during a fight. So they don't have to have the last word. Shenemar, Toyla Eretz, Al Belima. Belima meaning you're not to be bolum, you're not to be quiet. Rabbi Vo, the world stands on someone that doesn't, that is an onov. Shenema learns it from a different pasuk, not toila eretz al belima, but rather umitachas zroyos oilam. Someone that's mitachas, someone that's on the bottom, someone that lets people trample on him, zroyos oilam, that's what keeps the world. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maidich Siva, Omdom Ilem Tzedek Tidaberim, Meisharim Tishpetu Bnei Yodam. Mountain Nasshul Odom Ba'il Mazeh, Yasim Asmik Ilem. A person in this world is supposed to make himself like an Ilem. Meaning he shouldn't talk, he should be an Onav, he doesn't have to have the last word. Yochel Abdu Divrei Torah. You would think that for Divrei Torah, it's supposed to be the same way. Tamaloy Ma Tzedek Tidaberim. No, when it comes to Torah, then tedaberim, then don't be an ilim. Yochli yagestaita. Someone learns a lot of Torah should be about gaiva. Talmud loymar meisharim tishpetu b'nei adam. Omar Rab Zeira. So the Gemara is now going to return to its regular program, which is the halachas of kisi adam for a few lines. Then we'll finish the perek, and then we'll go back and speak out some raid. So Rab Zeira said, "V'tem Rabbi Bar Yumi mechasin be'offer iran hidachas. You're allowed to do kisi adam with the offer of an iran hidachas. So say you have a city that's an iran hidachas, and you shecht a chayin an oif. You have a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So could you use the offer of the Iran Idachas for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam? So the answer is yeah. Fake the Gemara. V'amai Yisuri Anohu. Isn't the offer of the Iran Idachas Aser Bano? So if it's Aser Bano, how could you be Mekayim a mitzvah with it? If you're being Mekayim a mitzvah with the offer, then you're having Hanah from the offer. If you're having Hanah from the offer, then that's a problem. L'chayre there, if the Irani dachas is also bano, Amar as the Iri, says Iri, said lo nitzrucha lo offer afara. It doesn't mean the offer that was already detached from the Irani dachas, but it means offer that's attached to the ground, and any part of the Irani dachas that's physically attached to the ground is not also bano. It's not included in the Shulchan Aruch of Irani dachas. How do you know that the chsiv has kol shlola tikboitz el toich rechoiva v'sarafton? We learn from there, Mishay, nemechusra ala kvitza v'sreifa. The only part of the Irani dachas that you're obligated to burn is the parts that all you need to do is gather, and then you'll be able to burn it. But anything that's attached to the ground, in order for you to be mekayin that's kol shlola tikboitz, you first have to do a tlisha. So if it's mechusar tlisha kvitza and sreifa, it's not a clue. The point is, the Iri said a chiddush. He said that the only time it's okay to use the offer of the Irani dachas for kisui adam is if it's the offer that's not asavano, it's the offer that's attached to the ground. But enachinam, if you would have offer that's already detached from the ground, being that it's offer erani dachas, it's asavano, you can't have ano. It's have to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisui adam. When you mekayim the mitzvah of kisui adam, you're having ano. Thus, the offer of a red irani dachas that's detached would be asavano. It's only the offer that's attached that would be okay. Rava Amar, but what does Rava say? No, the whole question is a mistake. What's the kash? How could you do kisui adam with offer irani dachas when you do the mitzvah? Aren't you having ano? Says Rava, no. This is Talmud Bavli 101. Mitzvah slavli honis nitnu. We know that even though, of course, a person has hana when he does a mitzvah, but in the lumbus, from a halachic standpoint, the hana's mitzvah that you have is never considered hana. So, for example, if somebody makes a neder that he won't have hana from somebody, that person could be mitzvah with kiyas shofar, etc. Aye, what do you mean? He's being mahanahim. He made a neder that he won't have hana from the person. The answer is because hana of mitzvah, for whatever reason, is not considered hana. So Rava said that what the Tana meant, Rabbi Zeir, Vitem, Rabbi Yirmiyah meant, when they said Mechasid the Ofer Yerani Dachas, was all Ofer Yerani Dachas. Even the Ofer Yerani Dachas that is Oser Bano. If it's Oser Bano, how could you do a mitzvah? What's the kashin? Because, when you're doing a mitzvah, you haven't got no. Mitzvah Slav Lohonis, then no. It's not considered anos. It sounds like a machloik is Zeiri and Rava. Whether we say mitzvah Slav Lohonis, then no, or mitzvah Lehonis, then no. Rava says clearly mitzvah Slav Lohonis, then no. Zeiri, from the way that he explained, Rab Zera, Vitem Rabbi Bar Yumi Zalacha seems to hold mitzvahs lay honest nitnu. And he had to be miyashiv that when we say you could do kisei adam with the offer in aridachas, it means dafka the offer that's not asabana. Either way, the Gemara is going to be mefalful a little bit with regards to mitzvahs lav lahonest nitnu. Yosef Rabino, Vakabal al Hashmaita, it's Rabbi Chumi the Rabino. Rabbi Chumi asked Rabino, Shofar Shavalidus Kechavim Layitkaboy. The price says you're not allowed to blow shofar if the shofar was used for avodah zara. My love, in Pakala Yotza. Not only can you not use it, does the brisa not mean that if you use it, you're not going to be yoitza? Now, why would you not be yoitza? Probably because you're not allowed to have hana. But if you're going to tell me mitzvah slav lehonis, who cares that it's avodah zara? Who cares that you can't have hana from avodah zara? I'm not having hana. What do you mean? You're being mekayim mitzvah tkiyas shofar? Yeah, that's true, but mitzvah slav lehonis, no. So isn't this brisa a raya that you don't say mitzvah slav lehonis? No, the Gemara says lo, in taka yotza. It doesn't say in taka lo yotza. You're saying my love. I disagree. It's not true. Being that mitzvah slav lehonis nitnu, the katchila don't use a shofar shel avodah zarah. I mean, that seems self-evident. But b'di'evit, if you do, it's going to be okay. Another kasha, lulav shel avodah zarah. You're not supposed to use a lulav shel avodah zarah. My lavim not al yotza. You're not yotza if you use it, presumably because it's also about no mitzvahs. You see, you're not. It's considered hana. The Gemara says lo, in not al yotza. V'tanya fei the Gemara. I hear. Problem is, I have two prices. Number one, taka lo yotza, not al lo yotza. So this is checkmate. Here you have a mefurish price, not my love. Here it's mefurish in the price, so that if you blow with a shofar shel avodah zarah, or you use a lulav shel avodah zarah, the halacha is lo yotza. How does this shtim with Rava's halacha mitzvahs lav lahanis nindu? I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said it's for a completely different reason. Hachi hashta hasam sheyura be'inon. The reason you can't be yoitza with a shofesh or a shel avodah zarah or with a lulav shel avodah zarah is not because of the iser hana. The hana is not an issue because mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu. You're not violating the iser to have hana from avodah zarah when you do a mitzvah with avodah zarah. The reason is something else, because being that avodah zarah is also hana, you need to destroy the avodah zarah. That's what the Torah says. He's supposed to destroy avodah zarah. The rule is that anything that has a din that it needs to be destroyed, halacha looks at it as if it's already destroyed. It's what's known as kituti mechta shayure. Being that we look at it as already destroyed, even though it's physically here, it doesn't have the chashivas of shir. So being that lulav, says Rashi, there's a shir of how big a lulav has to be, And there's a shir of what a shofar needs to be. And here it's avodah zarah. Thus, ketus mechtes shiurei. So it doesn't have a shir. The reason you're not yoitz is not because you're violating an isra. No. The reason you're not yoitz is you simply don't have a shir. If that's the case, why don't you say ketus mechtes shiurei with regards to offer ira nidachas? Rava said that when the memory was said over that you're allowed to do kisi adam with offer erani dachas, it means all offer erani dachas. I tell Sabana, he said mitzvah stav lahanisin, but there's another issue. What happened to ketutei mechtes shiurei? So the Gemara says, hach, kol madem michtes, maile lichzuyei. There's no shear of how big or small the offer needs to be when you do kisi adam. It's cute the way the Gemara says it. If anything, it's kol madem michtes, maile lichzuyei. Right, when you're doing kisi adam, what are you doing? You're crushing the offer. Oh, ketutei mechtes shiurei, it's even better. It's not a chisarin, it's actually a maila. The bottom line is, we finish Perek Kisi Adam with a lot of lumpness, with the halachas of Avodah Zarah, ketutei mechtes shiurei, mitzvahs lav lihanes nitnu. But we'll take advantage of the fact that it was a light daf with some divrei agada. So before we say hadrin and start the next perek, Perek Gid Anosha, which is from the most festive prakim in Shas, just a little bit of raid as it relates to today's daf. So the daf began with Rava's memra. B'schash Amar Avraham Avinu v'anoichi ofer ve'efer. Zachu one of the shtei mitzvahs. Efer para va'ofer soita. Why are we bringing this in Perek Kisi Adam? Because the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said, why are you only mentioning efer para and ofer soita? Maybe we got ofer Kisi Adam also as a schar for the fact that Avraham Avinu said v'anoichi offer the efer. So the Gemara says, no, the point that Rava was trying to make was, is that because of what Avraham Avinu said, we got mitzvahs, shema'an schar betzida, that have some sort of benefit that we have. Efer paraduma is mitar from Tumas Meis. Offer soita is shalom bayis, it's matter, isha labayla. Offer kisi adam is just a mitzvah. And as a result, it's not what Rava was referring to when he said beschar. Schar meaning something that we have b'hai alma, something that we could benefit right now. And then the Gemara mentioned another memory that Rava said, another two mitzvahs that are a schar ba'olam hazeh, that Rava said we got because of something that Avraham Avinu said. Beschar sham Avraham Avinu im michut va'atzreich now, zachu ban of the shtei mitzvahs. What were the two mitzvahs? L'chut shal tcheles u'l'retzua shal tfil. The Gemara said, what's the schar of the chut shal tcheles and retzua shal tfil? Chut shal tcheles is because tcheles doim liyam, yam doim l'rekiya, it's doim l'kisi ha'kovei. So from tcheles, you somehow leap to kisi ha'kovei. As it relates to the Ritzua shall fill in, it's because the Pasuk says, V'ro kalami arts kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimeka. And what's the kishem Hashem nikra lecha? That's the tefillin shabiroish. You see that if a person wears tefillin properly, right? There's a famous story with the Vilna Gaon that somebody was chepping with the Gaon and he walked outside with a tefillin shabiroish and the person ran away. It was V'ro kalami arts kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimeka. So that's a matan schara betzida, so to speak. Thus, you have the Efer Para, the Ofer Soita, the Chut Shal Tcheles, and the Ritzua Shal Tfilin. So a few R's. Number one, Chut Shal Tcheles, what's the Matan Schara? Because Tcheles is Doim Alekisei HaKavet. Now, Pashit, the way you learn this Gemara is that when a person looks at his tzitzis, he sees his Tcheles, it's going to bring him Lidei Yerushamayim. That's for sure the Pashit Pshat in this Gemara. In fact, the Pasuk says, Uri Isa Moiso, Yuschartem Eskol Mitzvahis Hashem, Voloiso Sura, Achri Levachem, Achri Enechem, Kidu, the Sefarno, and Parsha Shlach, in the Parsha of Tzitzis says that it's a Hemshach. It's Uri Isa Moiso, Yuschartem Eskol Mitzvahis Hashem, Vasisa Moiso. You're going to look at your tefillin, you're going to remember the mitzvah is Hashem, and it's going to bring you, it's a skula, to v'loy sasura achrei levachem, v'achrei nechem. So the point is that there's a shmira, there's a certain element of Yerushamayim that a person gets when he looks at his tefillin. When he looks at his tzitzis, what's the Yerushamayim? How do you connect tzitzis to Yerushamayim? So this Gemara, because tcheles is doim liyam, which is doim l'kisi akavay. So if a person looks at his tzitzis properly, what he's supposed to see, if he's wearing tcheles, what he's supposed to see is he's supposed to see the kisi akavay, which is going to bring him to uschartem es kol mitzvayis Hashem. It's going to bring him to vasisem oisam. It's going to bring him to v'loisasuru achri levavchem ve'achri yenechem. This is the greatest school of all time. So as a result, it makes perfect sense what Rava said, Bishar Sha'amah Avraham Avinu in Michut Vatzreich Nal, that the Chut Shal Tcheles brings you to a tremendous one. The truth is, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Mesachis Menachis, Daf Mem Dalet Amad Bey, Amad Aleph, right? The Gemara over there says, Amrav Nosen, Ein Lecha Kol Mitzvah Kalik Shekzuv Ha'Torah, She'ein Matan Schara Ba'olam Hazeh Olam Haba. says, the Gemara tells a story. There was a person who went lekrake ayam, and he was about to be mezana with a zayna, and he climbed up a bunch of beds, and then he started taking his tzitzis off, and it hit him, and it knocked him down, and ended up spearing him from doing the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, you see from there that the tzitzis saved him. And the Karanoira on this Gemara tells through this pasuk. He says, v'leishasura achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem came about through the tzitzis, because that's the way you read the pasuk. Urisa moisa. That leads to v'loy sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. So l'chayre, you would think that Rashi, when he was mefarish the Gemara, would have said something me'ein, more bekitzer, but an abridged version of what we said. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says something else, and it's kedai to see Rashi inside. So Rashi dibra maskil shatcheles doymeliyam. Number one, Rashi says shachilozay min hayamhu. Number one, what's tcheles? Tcheles comes from the chilozing. The Chilazin lives at sea, oila achas l'shivim shana, and it emerges once every 70 years. Umaris doime doime liyam, and its blood is similar to the yam. It sounds like its blood is blue. The Rashi mentions some of the simonim of the Chilazin, which of course was very important in the controversy of Tcheles. We spoke about this in Lent, where we learned Masechtas Menachos, hashtag Murus Trunculus, etc., etc. Either way, Rashi continues. After Rashi gives some of the simonim, right? There's different simonim of the chilazim that Rashi throws around throughout Shas. But Rashi continues, and he says, V'yam onu royin shodem l'rakia, rakia no saper. V'saper l'kisei akovit, d'chsi v'tachas ragu l'masi livin sasaper, v'getz mashmaim almo, shemiyam doim l'saper. V'saper l'kisei akovit, d'chsi v'kamari evin saper. Okay, what's the punchline? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod, Niskar b'mitzvah zu, he remembers this mitzvah, she connected kol mitzvahs. Unbelievable. Rashi says that the skula of Tcheles Doim Eliyam is not that when you look at your Tcheles, you're going to think of the Kisei. It has nothing to do with Risa Moisa Yuschartem as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem V'loisosur Achri Levavchem V'Achri Neichem. It's Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at his Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't with Tcheles. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod, Niska B'mitzvah Zu, he remembers the mitzvah. She Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. He remembers the fact that Tzitzis is Shokul Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs, Gematria, etc. He remembers that it's Shokul Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs, and the Schira, the fringe benefit, is not what we get as a result of looking at it, but it's what we get as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking at it. I think the nafkamina is today, where a lot of Yidden don't wear tcheles, right? So some Yidden wear tcheles, but there are many that don't wear tcheles. V'advarim atikin. So for someone that doesn't wear tcheles, so he doesn't have the Urisa Moisa Yuschartem as Kol Mitzvah Hashem from the standpoint of tcheles Doim Eliyam. So if the skula is that when he looks at his tcheles, it's Doim Eliyam, so if you're not wearing tcheles, you don't have it. But if the is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod and demanzich the tcheles, which reminds him of the tzitzis, it could be that's something, even though there are Yidden that are not wearing tcheles, but at the end of the day, the skula is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The skula is not mitzvah. Why Rashi was mefarish the Gemara like this and wasn't mefarish the Gemara kapshutai, I think is a little bit of a mystery. Either way, that's the first order. The second order is, so the Gemara mentioned that because Avraham Avinu said chot, we were zoicha to the mitzvah of tcheles, because Avraham Avinu said sroich now, we were zoicha to the mitzvah of tefillin. It's yidua that when everyone knows the halacha of Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Eir Chaim Siman Beis, one of the first halachas of Shulchan Aruch. That is when a person puts on his shoes in the morning, so you're supposed to first put on your right shoe, then you put on your left shoe. If you have laces, you first tie the laces of your left shoe, and then you tie the laces of your right shoe. So you put your right shoe on first, but you tie your left shoe first. The question is why? Truth is, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ketfilin kach minalin. Shoes are governed by the same laws that govern tefillin. Ma tefillin b'smoil. Just like you put tefillin on your left hand, most people are righties, thus they put it on their yad keya, yodcha, yad keya. You put it on your left hand, af minalin b'smoil. So too, when it comes to your shoes, it's supposed to be the left shoe first. Wait, the Gemara, is that true? Gemara asks from a braisa. The braisa says, mefurish, that kishu noya, when you put your shoes on, you're supposed to put your right shoe on first. And the Gemara comes out, lemaskona, that a yore shemayim should be yoytzi yedei shneim. Now you can do both. How do you do both? Either you put your right foot on first, or you put your left on first. When it comes to putting the shoe on, you first put on your right shoe. When it comes to tying, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, Ketfilin kach menalim, you're supposed to tie your left shoe first. Taisus brings from the Riva that if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Because what are we saying? That just like tefillin left, so two shoes left. What's the shaychus between shoes and tefillin? Oh, the shaychus is tefillin, it's ritzuos. You tie it on your hand. Oh, so it's the tying of the shoe that's daima to the kshira of the tefillin, and it's as a result, that's what, so the brisa that says, you're supposed to put your right shoe on first, that means you, when you're getting dressed, the right has a chashivus, thus you put your right shoe on first. But at the same time, there's an idea of kitfilin kach menalim, thus when it comes to tying it, daika ukshartem, that's why you're supposed to first tie your left shoe, and then afterwards you're supposed to tie your right shoe. Rabbi Kiveger, in the Zagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, says as follows. On this halacha, it's in Eir Chaim, Simin Beis, Sifkotan Dalit. Ro'isi b'sefer emek ha-melech, Parshas Lech Lecha Tam L'Shvach. A nice reason why you're supposed to tie your left shoe first, because shoes are like tefillin, which at first glance is sister retire. What do shoes and tefillin have to do with each other? For that reason, being that we were zeichet in the mitzvah of tefillin, because Avram Avinu said atzroich now, niten chashivus lesroich now. So now there's a chashivus of tzroich now, it's somewhat related to tefillin. Likshar tchila b'smoil shekoshim by tefillin. So it says Rabbi Kiveg, at first glance, doesn't make any sense. What sheikh is this tefillin have to do with shoes? But he says he found in the sefer Emek HaMelech, I don't know what that is, Parshas Lech Lecha, Atam L'Shvach, a beautiful pshat based on this Gemara. The Gemara says, we were zeichet to the ritzuah shel tefillin, because Avraham Avinu said, tzroich now, so you see, ketfillin kach menalim, there's a connection. Thus, just like tefillin, it's on the Yad Keya, it's on the left hand. So too, when it comes to tying your shoelaces, you're supposed to tie the shoelaces of your left first, your left shoe for Me Simcha. It is Meshech Chachmas. He has a whole arichos on this pasuk in Michut Vatzroich. Now, he starts off, he brings a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash says, in Michut Vatzroich now, Chayecha she'ani noisim levanecha mitzvos yivamas. So we're talking about all the different mitzvos. So we had Efer Paraduma, we had Ofer Soita, we had the Chutzot Cheles, we had the Tzuri Shal Tvillim. Major says another thing. It says that because Avram Avinu said Vatzroich Nal, the Yidden was Zoicha to the mitzvah of Chalitza. K'moda at Amrit, the Chalitza Na'aloi. Right. Meir Simcha says that he thinks that this medrash, which is tucked away in Parashas Lech Lecha, is a makar. He thinks this is a makar to a Yerushalmi that the Rosh says is Sarachin Gadol. The Yerushalmi says, Iker Chalitza, he hatoras haretzuas. If anybody ever saw a Chalitza, it's a shoe. It's a very specific shoe that's used, and there's a lot of retzuos that the shoe has. The Yerushalmi says, Iker Chalitza, the Iker of the Chalitza, is Atarot HaRetzuos. The Rosh brings this, and the Rosh, he says, Sarach Hingol. He says, he doesn't know how you could say that. And he asks a Festa Kasha. He says, Chalitza is Teresh B'Ksav. It's not all Teresh B'Al-Pel, Lachal Moshe Mishinai. It's in the end of Parashas Kisei. It's the Torah talks. It's pretty wordy about how Chalitza is supposed to go down. And it doesn't mention anything about Ritzuos. It doesn't say the word. It says shoes, but it doesn't say anything about Ritzuos. So Freit the Rosh, how could the Yerushalmi say that the Iker Chalitza Zataras are Ritzuos? If that's the case, Iker is Chasam and HaSefer. Literally. This is the Iker, that's the Lashon Yerushalmi. We have a Sefer Torah that mentions all the halachas of Chalitza. It doesn't say anything about the Ritzuos. So Freit the Rosh, it's Iker Chasam and HaSefer. Shouldn't you have to have a remez somewhere in the Torah Shabitzav for such halacha? Says Remei Simcha, it's this pasuk right here. Because you see that because of Sroich now, was zoichet in a mitzvah of tefillin. What's zoichet? It's not a shoe. It's a shoe lace. So you see, they have to be ritzuos. They have to be laces. They have to be straps. So Zokre Mei Simcha, he thinks this is the terrace to the Rosh's kasha, that it's the Iker Pasek that is the reason why we was zoichet to the mitzvah of Chalitza. That was Miramis to us, the Iker of the mitzvah of Chalitza. The Iker of the Chalitza is Ataras Mitzvahs. You're right, it's not a Parshas Kiseitze, but it's earlier. It's a Parshas Lach Lecha, which is the Pasuk that actually mentions the reason we was Zoichah to the mitzvah of Chalitza, that Yerushalmi is going like this Medrash, that because of Tzroich now, we was Zoichah to the mitzvah of Chalitza. But then he brings the Gemara Masech Teshulin, that the Gemara says, because of Tzroich now, we was Zoichah to the mitzvah of Tefillin, and he says that it could be the Yitochen, that it's for that reason that we were the time that we put on the tefillin, we don't wear tefillin the whole day. Once upon a time, people wear tefillin the whole day. Today, we don't wear tefillin the whole day. When do you wear tefillin? By shachris. Why shachris? Why not mincha? Okay, my riv is Laila's not man tefillin. But like, mecha tesi shachris. Maybe it should be mincha. He says, because who was mesakin shachris? Avram Avinu. And why were we zoicha to the mitzvah ritzuah shel tefillin? It's because of what Avram Avinu said. Imichot vatzreich now. So he says, being that Avram Avinu was mesakin mitzvah, tefillah shachris, And we were zoicha to the Ritzuah Shel Tefillin because of what Avram Avinu said. When he said, Michut v'ad sroich now, it's for that reason, it's yitochen, shebetfila shachris, shavram Avinu tikno kol Yisrael meluvashim betfillin, v'talis gadol mishum zed. That's the time to go ahead and wear tefillin. That's the second aura. The third aura is something that I heard yesterday from Rav Menachem Zupnik at Tzvi's Kiddush. So he spoke Barab and he said over something very nice, and I just want to be marchiv on that for a minute. So we're learning a whole Amid Gemara where the Gemara talks about the Midas Ha'anava. So usually when you think of sugyas that deal with gaiv and anava, so the first Amid that should come to mind is Soita Dafe. The Gemara talks about Richas, about all the different Ein Aniva Hu Yichaylon Lodu B'Madurecha, and then gaiva. You let have a little bit of gaiva, Shmina Shabashminas, right? The Kotzke used to say, you know, Hait Mekenesh Azoy Git Mesnin. But you know, the Shmina Shabashminas, you let have it. But you know, we get off sometimes with the measurements. But Olay Minava, like Miktsasa, right? All the Gemaras that talk about gaiva, the gaiva sugyas aren't Soita Dafe. The anivus sukkis are chulin daf betas. But either way, so we're talking about different madregas, the madrega of noichi off of efer, the madrega of va'anachnu ma. But at the same time, you know, the Kotzker Rebbe used to say that every yid has to have two pockets. In one pocket, he has to have the memra of noichi off of efer, but the other one, he has to remember b'shvili nivra olam. So the truth is that even though we're talking about a person having the sense that I'm a nothing, Vanachnu ma, vanoichi off of the efer, Godo mashenever, v'moicha v'harin yoisim mashenever, Avram Avinu. It's a little bit of a dangerous mindset, because the truth is that a person can't become an onuf to the point where he loses his self-confidence, that he starts to think that he's really worthless. To the contrary, a person has to acknowledge who he is and the potential that he has, and he has to remember that although he should act with humility, but at the same time, in a deep place, he has to have a sense of b'shvili nivra olam, and he can accomplish whatever he sets his mind out to accomplish. So yesterday was Parshas Kisisa. We spoke about the Machzis HaShekel. Rabbi Zupnik said over that everyone knows that when the Yidden were counted, they had to contribute a Machzis HaShekel. You're not supposed to count Jews. So what did we do? Everyone gave a machzah shekel. The kash is, why machzah shekel? Why not a complete shekel? So that's the Alshich, and others say as well that the Yesod is that it's coming to teach a person that he's only a machzah, that don't think that you're a full, complete item on your own. No, you're only a machzis. Klai Yisrael, together as a nation, that's what we have a chashivos. And this is the lesson. The lesson is that every single person is a fraction. You're only one piece of the puzzle. Every person is a machzis. No person is a complete entity on for its own. So he said that if you think about it, that's a great lesson for the usher. Right? The Torah says, ha'asher lo yarba. So for the usher, ha'asher lo yarba, you know, you would think, what do you mean? The chashayni yid. I'm a gvir. Oh, so lo yarba. You're only a machzis. It's very nice you have money, but you're a machzis. As a result, ha'asha lo yarba. What about the dal? I mean, the dal wakes up in the morning, he doesn't think he's more than a machzis. So where's the lesson? What's the tiefkeit of that vart that's said over and over and over again? That the reason it's a machzis hashekel is to remind you that all you represent is a machzis. Is what we tell you is don't give more than a half. That's good for the usher who would have thought that maybe I'm more. He wants to be marba. I want to give a whole shekel. So we tell him, lo yarba. What about the dal? The dal is fakert. It's a dal lo yamit. The dal wants to give less. So where does that lesson play itself out? So he said, Gevaldik, you know what the lesson to the Dal is? Is that you're also a machzis. Because the Dal might think that maybe I'm not even a machzis. What am I? That's the point. The point is, the usher we tell, you're not more than a machzis. Ha'asher lo yarba. And the Dal we tell, you're not less than a machzis. You're a machzis. The Rambam says that when the Dal gives his machzis shekel, he can't give it in installments. Right? He can't give a quarter of a shekel, then he'll give another few agurot. No. Exactly. You have to give it in one shot. That's why you have to do it. Why do you have to give it in one shot? Because we're telling him, you're the same machzis as the old. We're all machzis. Ha'ashal ha'yarbe, the message is v'noichi off of efer. You're not more than a machzis. But for the dal, you know what his machzis is? His machzis is the b'shvili nivra olam, that don't think that you're less than that. Ha'ashal ha'yarbe. But at the same time, you have to remember, hadal lo yamid. You're a tzadik ha'koyin. In his tzidkas atzadik, it's ois kuf nun dalid. Says a dover nifli. Says kishem shetzorach adam lahamid b'Hashem yizbarach. Listen to this. Just like a person has to believe in Hashem. I mean, that's the most fundamental, basic mitzvah in the Torah. You have to believe in Hashem. Without that, you can't get started, right? So kishem, this is like a kishem. Kishem shetzorach adam lahamid b'Hashem yizbarach. Kach tzorach achar kach lahamid ba'atzmai. There's a chayvas amuna that a person has to believe in himself as well. What does that mean? Ratzoloim hashayesh l'Hashem yisbarach esek imay v'she'enenu payol batol she'ben laila etc. Ukechaisi sade. He's not a payol batol. He's not a chayo. Shalacham yisasam nevdu ve'enam. Rach tzarich lahamin ki nafsham imakarak chayim yisbarach shmoy v'Hashem yisbarach misaneg u'mishtashay abba kishaoisis ritzaynoy. And he has to acknowledge and he has to realize that any time he does the ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous timing from what it is he's doing. V'zeu pirish, says Rav Tzadik HaKoyim. He says, that's what the pasuk means, Vayaminu Bashem uv'moysha avdoi. What does that mean? Pirish, what does it mean, Moshe avdoi? So he says, we know that the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was made up of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Moshe was shakul keneged, shishim riboy, the 600,000 Jews, and every single yid's neshama had a nitzutz of it that was in Moshe Rabbeinu. So you know what the pasuk says, Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe Avdai? First it was Vayaminu Bashem. That's number one. Kishem Shetzar Chadon L'Hamad Bashem Yisbarach. But after that, they also believed in Moshe. What it means is they believed in themselves. Haminu Shashem Yisbarach Chafetz Bohem. That was the second thing they believed. They believed that they had value. They believed that they had chashivos. And that's the Vayaminu Bashem uva Moshe. Not they believed in Moshe. They believed in themselves that all the Nesha, every single Yid, they realized that there's no Yid in the world that wasn't put on this world for a tachlis. And every single Yid has an ability to contribute in a certain way, and every single yid is chayiv to say b'shvili nivra olam. Everybody, doesn't matter who you are. So you could be the seemingly elyoinim, or you could be from the seemingly tachtoinim. At the end of the day, every single person. The point is that we're learning the sugi over here of Avram Avinu said v'noichi of ve'efer, and Moshe Naharan said v'nachnu man. There's an idea of loy mirubchem ki ama'atas, but that's all true. But at the same time, it shouldn't come at the expense of a person starting to feel like he's taka of ve'efer, he's taka v'nachnu man. There's an idea of ashal yarba. But at the same time, there's also an idea of adalo yimatnet. You have to balance and realize b'shvili nivra olam ve'yaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdo. A person has to kishem. It's amazing. Kishem shetzarech. Just like a person has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too he has to believe on himself. And on that note, hadron aloch kisoy hadam. So we now turn our attention to the seventh perek of Masechtas Chulin. Perek Gidanosha. So the truth is, Perek Gidanosha requires an introduction. We'll save that for tomorrow, but for now, we'll jump right in. So the Gidanosha, loosely translated, is the sciatic nerve. It's a part of the animal that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. It's the third mitzvah in the Torah, L'minyan HaMitzvahs of the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvahs Peri Verivya, Mitzvahs Milo, Shloi Lechel Gidanosha. That's the third mitzvah. It's mentioned in Parshas Vayishlach. The reason we're not allowed to eat the Gidanosha is because when Yaakov Avinu was fighting with Malach Shel Sari Shel Esav, he hit him in his hip, dislocated Yaakov Avinu's hip. We'll see a little bit more what that means. The point is Yaakov was hitting that area in the sciatic nerve. Al Kain, L'yoichlu B'nei Yisrael. That's what the Torah says, that Yidin are not allowed to eat from the Gidanosha. Regardless, there's a lot of interesting halachas relates to the Gidanosha. It's for that reason that, you know, there's a lot of just parts of the animal that we completely get rid of because of the complicated aspect of doing what's called nikur, which is the melacha of removing the Gidanosha. Some kreizen, they do eat those parts of the animal, hashtag filet mignon, but either way, for now, it's like the Mishnah, Gidanosha, noig ba'aretz, b'chutzlaretz, Gidanosha, the mitzvah, the loisaseh of thou shalt not eat the Gidanosha, is noig in Eretz Yisrael and in chutzlaretz. It's not one of the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz, b'fnei abayis, the shaloi b'fnei abayis, you have it nowadays as well, b'chulin, it relates to chulin ubemukdashim. It relates to hektish as well. V'noyeg bebehema ubechaya. It's noyeg by behema bechaya. Beyerech shal yamin ubeyerech shal smar. Doesn't matter if it's the right thigh or the left thigh. V'enoy noyeg ba'oif. V'pnesha in like kaf. Oif just simply doesn't have a kaf. Thus, it's missing some of the technical criteria for there to be an iser gid hanasha. V'noyeg bishlil. Additionally, if you shechta an animal and you find a live fetus inside this animal, also known as a ben pekuah, so that shlil, that fetus, is going to have an issa gedanash. Yehuda says, ain't you know you're b'shlil. The chel by mutter, the chelav of a shlil, we mentioned the shlil, so on the topic of a shlil, the chelav of the shlil is mutter. Ve'ena tabachim ne'manam al gedanash, divir Rameir says that a butcher is not believed to say that he removed the gedanash. We're going to see, it's very complicated. The chachamim moimim ne'manam, the chachamim say they are believed. Ve'ala chelav, just like they're believed to say they removed the chelav, so why shouldn't they be believed to say that they removed the gedanash? Either way, the Mishnah said, gedanash is noyeg ba'aretz u'b'chutz l'aretz, b'fnei abayis, v'shloi b'fnei abayis, Bechulin ube mukdash. Fake the Gemara mukdash pshita. What's the chiddush that get anosh is not by hektish? Mishum the hektish epogli is a good mean. Hey, animal presumably was chulin before it was hektish. So if you have an animal that's chulin, isn't this a galanosh? Now you went ahead and you were makdish this animal. So what happens to the isa galanosh? Where did it go that you need a mishnah to tell me that even though it's hektish, they still give you an isa galanosh? Vchitem, you're going to tell me. Maybe the chiddush is like this: that yesh begidin benoisim tam. We're going to see a very important machloikis in the sugis of gidanosh. We're starting to get into basa v'chol of taruvus here. So one of the more important machloikas in Perek Gid Anosha is Yesh Begidim Benoisim Tam or Ein Begidim Benoisim Tam. There's a sheet in the Gemara that holds that if really the Gid Anosha has no taste, it doesn't have taste from a halachic standpoint. And as a result, really it shouldn't even be Aser. It's Ke'itz Ba'alma. Now, of course, it's Aser. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So whether it is Noisim Tam or it's not Noisim Tam has zero ramifications as it relates to the Etzem Iser of Gid Anosha. The Torah says you can't eat it, whether it's nois and tam or it's ke'et, doesn't matter. It has nafkamidas in other areas in halacha. For example, let's say you cook the gid hanosha together with a piece of meat, and it's in a pot, and you don't have shishim of heter kineged the gid hanosha. Do you say the whole taruvah is asa now? Because the gid hanosha was maflit tam into the dover shal heter, or not? If yesh begid benois and tam, then it was maflit. If ain't begid benois and tam, it's not going to be maflit. Either way, the Gemara says, l'chura, another nafkamina would be, if you hold yesh begid benois and tam, if you're makdish an animal, the iser hektish, iser mi'ila, etc., all these surei achila that relate to hektish would apply to the gid anosha as well. Because if the gid anosha is nois and tam, it's food. It's not an eitz ba'alma, where the Torah happened to say a chiddush that even though it's Eitz Ba'alma, still the third mitzvah in the Torah, don't eat Gid Anosha. It's regular food. You would have this act. If you don't aim the Gid Anosha in time, that's not really food. So even though the Torah was Mechadesh, that you have the Issa Gid Anosha by a Gid that's really not Noisim Tam, but Ein Lecha by El Chidushoi. If you were Makdish in now, there'd be no Issa, just like there'd be no Issa to eat Eitzim of Hekdish, there'd be no Issa to eat this Gid, because it's not Roy Lachila, because it's Einoi Ben Noisim Tam. So it says the Gemara like this. Maybe when the Mishnah says, Gid Anosha is Noyig Bechulam B'Makdashim, the Chidush is as follows. It's going like the Mandama that holds Yesh Begid Ben Noisim Tam. The Asi is a Makdashim V'Chayla is a Gid. If that's the case, Yesh Begid Ben Noisim Tam, when you makdish it in addition to the Issa Gid Anosha, maybe there'll be an Issa Hektish as well. What happened to Ein Issa Chalal Issa? Tomorrow's that. But for now, there would be an Issa Hektish. And maybe that is the Chiddush. Meaning the Chiddush is not that there's an Issa Gid Anosha when the animal's Hektish. The Chiddush is that there's an Issa Hektish on the Gid Anosha. The fact that there's an Issa Gid Anosha on an animal that's Hektish is not a Chiddush. Why should the, what happened to the Issa Gid Anosha? Because it's Hektish, the Issa Gid Anosha somehow went away? There's no hamamina to think otherwise. You know what the Chiddush is? That there's an Isser Hektish on the Gid Anosha. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Yesh Begidim Benois and Tam. That's the Chiddush. Because if Ein Begidim Benois and Tam, and it's a special Chiddush that there's an Isser Achila on the Gid Anosha, so it would only relate to Gid Anosha. It wouldn't relate to anything else. So the Gemara says, maybe that's what the Mishnah means. You're right. The Mishnah's not saying a Chiddush that there's an Isser Gid Anosha, even though the animal's Hektish. It's just the opposite. The Mishnah's saying that there's an Isser Hektish on the Gid Anosha. But the Gemara says, if that's what it meant, Hay Mukdashim Noy Begidim Boyle. What's the Lashon HaMishnah? The Lashon HaMishnah is that Gid Hanosha is Noyeg Ben Muktashim. What the Mishnah should have said, if the Chiddush is not that there's an Issa Gid Hanosha, but the Chiddush is that there's an Issa Hektish, it should have said Muktashim is Noyeg Begid. Being that it said Gid Hanosha is Noyeg Ben Muktashim, it sounds like the Chiddush is that there's an Issa Gid Hanosha. Elo, the Gemara says, Kosova, Ein Begidim Noisim Tam. Maybe the way you have to understand the Mishnah is differently. The Mishnah really holds Ein Begidim Noisim Tam. Ubim Muktashim, Issa Gid Iko. Isser Muktashim Lekka. And maybe Faket. You know what the Chiddush is? That Gid Hanosha is Noyeh Bim Muktashim only. Only the Isser Gid Hanosha is going to be Noyeh Bim Muktashim. But there won't be an Isser Hektish on the Gid Hanosha because Ein Begidim Benoisim Tam. And as a result, as it relates to Gid Hanosha, there you have a Chiddush HaTorah. The Torah says he's not allowed to Gid Hanosha. But as it relates to Hektish, we look at it as Eitzim Ba'alma. But the Gemara says that can't be true. Because for Sava Tana Didan, Ein Begidim Benoisim Tam, does the Tana of the Mishnah really hold Ein Begidim Benoisim Tam? The time we learned to the Mishnah, Yerach Shem is Ba'ashu Bo Gid Hanosha. This is the Mishnah that's going to spring board all the sugyas of basav v'chalav and taruvas. It starts with this: if you have a yerach, the thigh of the animal was cooked together with the gid anasha. What does the Mishnah say? Im yesh ba benoisim tam. If the gid could be noisim tam, if there's a shear harezu asura, then it's going to be asa. Otherwise, not. Now that's clearly implying yesh begid benoisim tam. Thus, it's maflit blias. As a result, it has an ability to create an issa v'heter, a taruva situation. So you see clearly the time of the Mishnah, albeit a later Mishnah in the Perek, holds Yesh Begidim Benoisim Tam. If that's true, our Mishnah also has to hold Yesh Begidim Benoisim Tam. If you hold Yesh Begidim Benoisim Tam, you can't explain the Mishnah in Begidim Benoisim Tam.
So again, what's the kasha? If yesh beginim benoisin tam, then what exactly is the Mishnah saying when it says gid hanasha is noyeh b'mukdasha? To tell me that there's an isser gid hanasha on hektish, that's pshita. To tell me that there's an isser hektish on gid hanasha, that's not pshita, because the chiddush in that is hagufa yesh beginim benoisin tam. But we shouldn't say that, because then the Mishnah should have said mukdashim is noyeh b'gid hanasha, not gid hanasha is noyeh b'mukdasha. Therefore, the Gemara is going to have to have a whole arichos to try to figure out exactly what the Mishnah means. That will go into tomorrow's daf, and we'll stop here.